Yep. It's all good.
I feel like all those Gemaras in Masechet Shabbos that talk about different Shalas, Vilchus, Muktzah, and Rida Nasi, how to gather the Tamidim outside, so they had to be Miyachid the rocks, and should it be a Muktzah to sit on. When it talks, they had to be Miyachid the reeds, and they shouldn't be Muktzah. So apparently that was the Derech of Chazal, when they came to a place where it was more comfortable to give Shir outside, so they gave Shir outside. So Kachazet. We're better, okay. All right, first exciting. So opening shiur of Tavshin Pei Aleph. So let's see if we can get ourselves back into the swing of things, back into the sugi where we left off Tavshin Pei. So a lot of things have changed in the last 2 days. It was a very significant day of Rosh Hashanah, but Lamaisa was still in the middle of the rush from Maseches Pesachim. So let's see if we can put ourselves back into the proper mode. So we left off highlighting the fact that there seems to be a basic problem in terms of how the Rosh is evaluating cases of Sveikus, the B'dikas Chometz. Because the Rosh takes the approach that we have a suffix in Halacha, we're not sure what the din is, whether you have to do B'dik or not. So the Rosh says, well, me suffix, it's only a suffix Durabon anyway, everybody knows B'dikas Chometz is only Durabonon, with the rice of it to be Amasagi. So therefore, according to the Rosh, we could treat B'dikas Chometz pretty much looking at it with the regular eyes of Sveikus Durabon and Lekula. The problem is that's not at all what our Gemara sounds like. Because our Gemara has the possibility that a house on Yedalad is not Becheskes Baduk. We're not sure if that's true or not. But Al Atzad, it's not Becheskes Baduk. So Gemara says Al Atzad, it's not Becheskes Baduk. Then you have a problem. Then you have to do B'dikas Chometz. We have to do B'dikas Chometz. It's only a Sofek. Nobody would say that for sure it's not Baduk. It's only a Sofek. So what have to do B'dikas Chometz off again? So what's that take on Sveikus and B'dikas Chometz? So we developed the whole Yisoid in the last year. We developed. Shaul Melech developed for us that Sveika Darabon Lekula doesn't apply when you have a situation of a Cheskes Isser. When you have a Sofik, a Shokol, a 50-50 Sofik, and you have nothing else to go on, then we apply Sveika Darabon Lekula. But if you have a Chazaka, Meikara, if you have a Cheskes Isser, then you have to follow the Chazaka. So that's the reason why in the Gemara, you can't be makel outright on a suffix because the house is a cheskas shein abadik, because the cheskas chometz in the house. But now the problem was, the multi-million-dollar question was, why in the case of the Rosh does everything change? Why in the case of the Rosh do we say that when the Rosh is suffix in b'dikas chometz, so somehow the whole parasha of cheskas issa falls by the wayside? So we developed another yesod based on the Mishnah Melech that the case of the Rosh was a suffix in halacha. And as a suffix in halacha, so then all the rules are different. A suffix in halacha doesn't lend itself to chazakas. We gave a little bit of a biur before chazaka ishtan adin. We highlighted some of the problems. Maybe we'll just move a little more. Maybe we'll just move to drop close out of 10. That should be possible. Suffix in Dallas, it's creating really good. Maybe just move the tables back a little bit, guys. Just back up the tables a drop. Okay. Now we're in a cooler position. Okay. All right. Take two. This is the theme of the entire year. Take 1600. Okay. So we haven't said anything yet. We just chazed on what we said last week. So we're trying to figure out, is this the valid approach? Mishitas HaRosh? Is this really the secret what's going on in the Gemara? So we have a lot of things that we have to be mevarer. We have to be mevara, really, what is the Shittas HaRosh? Does the Rosh hold this, that you could apply a chazaka in a situation of a suffix in halacha or not? So let's backtrack a little bit and learn a complicated sugya, which eventually will all circle back to B'dikas Chometz. We have to almost leave Seder Moed for a little while, enter into the kishkes of Seder Nezikin, to the heart and soul of Seder Nezikin, and try to see if we can come back and shed some light on what the Shittas HaRosh actually is. So we're going to begin with some ABCs in Dinim Amunus. Everything starts, the entire world starts with the Mishnah and Bav Metzia Daf Kufa Min Aleph, which I probably didn't even put in the Marmar Kremis, right? Okay, because you should have realized that's the first place to look. Comes the Mishnah, I left it off. Don't worry, I'll walk you through it. It all starts with the Mishnah and Bav Metzia Daf Kufa Min Aleph. The Mishnah has the following case. Hamachle par b'chamor. I sell you a cow in exchange for a donkey. And we know that halacha is, when I do a kidin chalipin, so once one of the items is nikna, then the other item is nikna, der chalipin. So once I do a maisa kidin on the donkey, that cow belongs to you. Even though that cow is nowhere near you, the cow can be in the other end of the world, it doesn't matter. Since it's chalipin zebozeh, once I make the kidin on one, memeila nikna chalipa of liyechad b'chol mokom shu. That's the given. However, when this now plays out, when I make my maisa kinyan on the donkey, and now you become the owner of the para, so you go and retrieve your para. Your para is, we're not sure where the para is right now, your para is somewhere. We come to find the para, and lo and behold, mazel tov. What's the mazel tov? The para had a baby. There's a little baby calf here, little egel is off here. So now we want to know, who owns that calf? Who owns the baby? So obviously it depends on when was the baby born. If the baby was born before the kinyan took place, so then what's the answer? Obviously that baby belongs to the original maicha, to the original owner of the cow. If the baby was born after the kinyan took place, then obviously if I own an object, whatever it gives birth to, I own that baby as well. The problem is we have no way of knowing. We didn't have our video camera on the cow at the time the sale was taking place on the donkey. So the maicha and the lekeach are in California. They're making a kinyan on this donkey. And now you have this para sitting in New York, and when we come back to retrieve it, there's a calf there. So we have absolutely no idea who owns this calf. So kaya dua, the meicha is going to shrei chai v'kayim. It must have given birth before the mechira. And lokeach is going to shrei chai v'kayim. No, it gave birth after the mechira. And they're fighting it out. What do you do? Who remembers? They don't remember the Mishnah. They don't remember Perek HaShoah. What does the Mishnah say? Good guess what I think the Mishnah says. Come on, let's get a good guess from anybody. Yachloiku, why not? So you split it. So Shlomo Melech. So we're not gonna chop the calf into half. Someone will sell it. We'll take the money and we'll give half to the meichah. Look, Yachloiku, b'shalom b'shalva. What gavaldik meiridik? So comes the Gemara and says that's wrong. That's not the din. Meichadeishu Yachloiku. What should the din be? Hamatzchik l'varaya. Whoever is muchsok, wherever this cow and its baby are right now. He should be entitled. Where is the cow right now, Rabbi? Everybody knows where the cow is. Where is the cow now? You have any suffix where the cow is? It's obviously where? In the... Where do you think it is? In the house of the Meicha, right? Where, in the barn of the Meicha, in the prophet of the Meicha. Where else would the cow be? Well, we're spearing around the streets. So obviously the cow is in the Rishus HaMeicha. So since the Meicha is the Muchsok on the cow, he's Muchsok on the Vlad. We have a latest suffix. Who owns the Vlad? The din of a motzach of a varaya kicks in. It's like Gemara Sakash, the Mishnah, what's the Mishnah talking about? Like Mehecha Taisei. So comes the Gemara and says, no, you talk all right. That if the cow would have been Bishus HaMoicher, then the Mishnah would not have said that din. Hoch b'mayaskinon, no. Hoch b'mayaskinon, where is the cow, Rabbi say? It's better be Agam. It's out in the field somewhere. The cow took a spatzir somewhere. So now nobody's muchsok. Nobody's muchsok. Nobody's muchsok. There's no motzach of a varaya. What are you doing? Nobody's muchsuk. The stomach chokin is the next best thing. So you see klar from this Gemara that the klalim of kedim and dini mamonis are, first thing you'd look at when you have a suffix dini mamonis is who's a muchsuk. And if there's no muchsuk, so then shteitzik you fall back on yachloiku. So the Gemara doesn't let us up. The Gemara has another kasha. Frankly, my kasha, what are you talking about? Even though there's no muchsuk, because the cow is spatzering around, what is there, Rabbi say? What do you think there is? There's what's called a cheskes marakama. Who used to own the cow? We don't know who owned the cow at the moment of birth, but we do know who owned the cow a week ago. We know who owned the cow a month ago. So who remembers? What's the klal from cheskes marakama? We spoke about this earlier this year. There's a klal in halacha called muchsuk. Muchsuk carries the day. In the absence of muchsuk, what's the next best thing when you don't have a muchsuk and need a mamonis? You follow cheskes marakama. What halacha was based on that? That we follow Chesed Barakam in the absence of Muchsuk. Who remembers? That was the ABCs of what parak in Jazz? Didn't we talk about this? Chesed Batim. We just talked about it the other day, no? When did we talk about this? By Kinyan Peiros, right? By Mesiras HaMavteach, Kinyan Schiros. Didn't we just talk about this? That when we talked about a Kinyan Chazaka and a Cheskes Raya, the halacha is, if I ever didn't tell you with you over a piece of land, who wins the piece of land? So, the previous owner wins the pisul. Whoever was the cheskes markam, he's the one who maintains ownership on the land. Unless the fellow who's grabbing the sitting on the land now has either a shtar or he has a cheskes gibushanim. Why does the original owner get it? Why doesn't the person who's living on the land, if I'm sitting in the house right now, why aren't I a mukhzak? So you see, Claude, there's also things as mukhzakas and karka. Mukhzak means I'm mukhzak on my coat, I'm mukhzak on my wallet, I'm mukhzak on my pan, I'm mukhzak on my yam, I'm mukhzak on my gemar. Things I'm holding on to in my body, that's called mukhzak. Things that are in my rishos, that's called mukhzak. Sitting on a piece of land is nishken mukhzak. So if sitting on a piece of land is nish mukhzak, so the person who's sitting there is kaman d'leisa. So what do you do now? You have a suffix in halacha, so you follow the cheskes markama. So that's exactly what the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf says. The same pizman, the same way the Gemara in Ches Tebatim assumes that by karka there's never mukhzak, so by karka you always have to fall back on Ches Tebatim. By metaltum, then you do have the opportunity for mukhzak. Sometimes there's an option of mukhzak, but sometimes mukhzak isn't there. So in a case where mukhzak isn't there, such as the case of Medes Biagam, the male, you fall back on the Ches Tebatim. So you see, Klor, mamish, these are like the ABCs of Dina Mamunis that never spelled out in the Gemara. These are like, mamish, like the Yasaida Yasaidis. That whenever you have a suffocate moment, the first thing you go for is mukhzak, the next thing you go for is chesed markama. If all else fails, then we can begin to discuss moment of mutmuch suffik chalkin. So comes the Gemara and says in Bava Metzia the following: you have a mission that says that you split the vlad. Frek the Gemara, what happened to mukhzak? After the Gemara, there's no mukhzak. Hakamai is getting no mukhzak. Frek the Gemara, why don't you follow the chesed markama? The Gemara says, who you attack a right? You should have followed the chesed markama. So why don't you? It must be that this Mishnah is a Tana that had a different set of ABCs about Dina Mamunis. It must be there are some Tanaim who maybe don't buy into this whole model that I told you. And who is that famous Tana? Who's the famous Tana? Anyone remember? Sumchus. Sumchus, the Hilge Tana. Tana Sumchus, the Tana of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says in the end of the first Berakhah Sanhedrin that Sumchus was such a chorif, he was such a goin oilam, that he can give you 50 reasons why Sheretz is Torah. Any Shtikul Torah you want, he'll be able to say it. He can convince you of anything. So he tried to convince everybody of this, but he didn't succeed. So Sumchus Hashita was that Mamun Mutu Masaf Chokin. So Sumchus apparently denied Cheses Markama. Or maybe Sumchus denied Muksuk also. So he got a little lot of Dafkuf to figure out what Sumchus did and didn't hold. But basically the Gemara relegates this Mishnah to the view of Sumchus, but Sumchus is Bismedrish. But in terms of conventional wisdom, everybody else buys into the club. The way I present it to you is normative halacha. Sumchus was a Yaitzim in the club. He was able to cope with this Givaldi Gavoy. Anyone know there are two very, very famous things that Sumchus said? Anyone know? One is his famous sheet that Mamun Mutu Basafi Chokin Leshvua against conventional wisdom. Anyone knows the other thing that Sumchus said? He had another very, very famous sheet. Tzroros. Yeah, that everybody else holds in the beginning of the second Berakhah Bavakama, if my animal walks and instead of smashing on something, it kicks up a rock and the rock breaks something. So we pass it, that's called Tzroros, and you only pay Chatzin Ezek. And Sumchus is the lone Tana who disagrees, and that's not true. He says you pay Nezek Shalim. So I always found it startling that when everybody else says something is full, he says it's half, and when everyone else says something is half, he says it's full. I don't know whether there's any deep, dark mystery to that statement. It's just a very, very strange thing. We were once, many years ago, I was with one of my friends in Eretz Yisrael, and we were up in the north somewhere, and we turned the corner, and we bumped into a kever, and it said Kever of Sumchus. I have no idea what's true or not, but it's a kever of Sumchus. So my chavrusa yelled out. He says, "I can't believe it! Sumchus is here! Mamun Amudu Basafik B'chokin right here!" Mom, she was so excited. Tzroros, we like set up the whole sugyas, but we can't even see everything. I had to do with the Hilgatan and Sumchus, but Lamais we don't pass like Sumchus, according to most. Okay, back to our story. So again, according to non-Sumchus people, so the rule is you follow Muksuk, and if there's no Muksuk, then you follow Cheskes Markama. Those are the basic rules of the Dina Mamunis. Everything I just told you now, put in the back burner. Remember, it's going to come back to us in a moment. How does the opening mishnah in the third pack of Bava Metzia begin? Who learned Hamafkid in 8th grade? Who else? I know you learned Hamafkid in 8th grade. You know why? What? Right. Can I tell you why you learned Hamafkid? Where'd you go to school?
Noam.
No. Can I tell you why they learned Hamafkid in Noam in 8th grade? You learned Avi Psachim in 7th grade, right?
Yeah.
And you learned Tilos HaShachar in 6th grade.
Yeah.
Okay, how did I know that? No, because that's what I learned in SAR in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And Noah follows the exact pattern. Okay, so when I was in 8th grade, back in SAR days, we're learning Hamafkid or Hamafkid. Okay? And what happens is as follows. I take an animal, I own an animal, and I give it to somebody to watch. So we have a mafkin, we have a shomer. And lo and behold, the animal gets stolen. Now, the din is that just because the animal got stolen, depending on what kind of a shomer he was, he may get off the hook. So if he was a shomer chinam, he taka gets off the hook. So he has every right just to take a shvua and finish. And gemarno, v'nikra b'labayis, etc. He takes a shvua and he's potter. If he wants to be a super duper nice guy, or because he's really, really nervous about shvuas, so he may want to opt for what? He may want to pay. So he really has two options in front of him. He has a right to take the shvua. On the other hand, he has wants to pay, because they will be more than happy to accept his money. Fine. Now, we move the clock ahead a little bit. The ganav, is caught. So the ganav has to pay kefil. Who does the ganav pay kefil to? So here the Mishnah says we part ways. If the shomer took a shvua and he just walked away from the case, then obviously the shomer's not going to get the kefil. Obviously the mafkin, he's the owner of the animals. He's going to get the kefil. But if the shomer actually paid, whether he was a shomer chinam who didn't even have to pay, or even the emes says if he was a shomer sach who did have to pay, but tachas he paid. So comes the Gemara, the Mishnah, and says, with the paying for the pikadon, he is kaine, he's zeichan the kefil. A wild din. In a million years, I wouldn't have said such a thing. As I stated in the first mission of Perek HaMafkid, that in the schos of the paying for the pikadon, he's zoich in the kefil. So the Gemara has a lot of fine tuning to do on that din, because all our eighth graders back from Noam Days, come on, make Rabbi Hagler proud of you. Come on, what's the kasha? How in the world are you cutting the kefil? What's the problem? It's a what? That was from MDS. I heard that, right, Mr. Walter? Was that you?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not saying you went to MDS. It's I associate you with
it. Oh, I went to Yeshiva Flatbush.
Yeshiva Flatbush. Okay, good. All right. So comes the Gemara and asks, what do you mean? How in the world do you kind of? Is the Chadav Shlomo Le'ilam? So the Gemara does a lot of work on that. Remember? Vaguely? Okay. We'll send you back. Send you back a little Chazar. Okay? The Gemara does a lot of work on that Mishnah to... I probably don't remember from 8th grade either, but Chazan it once or twice since then. So the bottom line is the Gemara does a lot of fine tuning why it works. But Tach is the bottom line, it works. Good, very good. So the din of two very, very straightforward din. If I'm nishba, I don't get the kefil. If I pay, I do get the kefil. So Gemara has a lot of very, very strange shailas now. A whole Amud in Perek HaMafkid is dedicated to a lot of bizarre shailas. Let's say, Lamashal. The shomer decides he's going to pay for half of the gun. He's going to take a shvu on it. What does that mean? Let's say there are two bali dinim, there are two shutfin who own the cow. So he's nishba to one and pays the other. Or what if there are two shomrim and one shomer opts out by paying and one decides to take the shvu? Or what if he's watching a pikadon for a husband and he pays to the wife? Or vice versa. Every possible wild, crazy, nutty case of Dinim Ominous, the Gemara presents, what's the din? Is there a Knosa Kefil or not a Knosa Kefil? It's not straightforward. And you know what the Gemara says, the end of all these wild Akimtas, one wilder than the next? You know what the Gemara says? One big what? Teku. We're not sure what the din is. One big Teku. We don't know what the din is. Is he kind of have to Kefil? Not kind of have to Kefil? Yeah, kind of Kefil. Nish kind of Kefil. We have no idea what to do. So let's say we have a suffik haknosa kefil. Let's give a simple case. He's watching for the husband and he swears to the wife, in terms of nechse belug, etc. So what do you do when you have a suffik kefil? What is the din? So comes the riff and says, what do you do when you have a suffik kefil? Very simple. It's a mom and a mutum a suffik and cholkin. You split the kefil, that's it. The Gaon of Zichr has to pay the kefil. It's not a shayla. Not the Gaon of Zichr. Motzi Gaon of Yerushalayim Shnayim. We have no idea who to give the kefil to, so we give 50% of the kefil to the shayma, 50% to the mafkin, everyone goes home. Shlomo HaMelech at its best. That's the Rif's psak. So comes the Rosh on the spot and asks the cash against the Rif. I don't understand. Since when do we say Mamon Mutu Masafi Cholkin? Since when do we follow Subchus? Vosvas Mamon Mutu Masafi Cholkin? Anyone ever learned Babitzi Adav Kufa Ben Aleph knows. Then you go for it after Muchsuk. So give it to the Muchsuk. Now what's the answer, everybody say? Why don't you give the kefil to the Muchsuk? What's the answer? Give the kefil to the Muchsuk. What's the answer, everybody say? Who's the Muchsuk on the kefil? Okay. The kefil's by the Ganav. No one's Muchsuk on anything. There's nish muchzak on the kefir, nish muchzak on the cow. The cow is in the base of Ganav, and the kefir is in the Ganav's bank account. So who's muchzak? So the rush doesn't stop. The rush is the second kasha in the rift. Now, what's the second kasha? Who could be mechavet to what the second kasha is? What's the second kasha in the rush, no?
Cheskes Marakama.
But there's a Cheskes Marakama who used to own the animal. We know that way, way back, last week, the animal was owned by the Mafkid. It wasn't owned ever by the Shomer. So now we're being down in a suffix. Was the Shomer coin of the animal vis-a-vis the Kefil? Because that's the din of the Mishnah. That it's a mudna kind of a kinyan. It's a kinos of the hema legabi the Kefil. So we're being down in who the proper owner of the Kefil was. So asks the Rosh, what do you mean? There's a Cheskes Marakama here. Everybody knows but Mitzit of Kufam and Aleph. First thing you look for Muchzuk. When Muchzuk fails you, then you look for Cheskes Marakama. If all else fails, then Kenza, and then the Mishnah is right. Then Mamun Mutu Musaf Echolke. So says the Rosh, why does Cheskes Marakama fail you? So the Rosh disagrees with the Rif. Nope, it's the Bir Adar B'Dasa Rif from Baisai. Who's going to tell me who got the wheels turning now? So we have a Gemara in B'Metziyat Daf Kuf from an Aleph that tells us the Klali Halacha are Muchzuk first, Cheskes Marakama next. All else fails, Cholkin. The Rif in the beginning of the third pack of B'Metziyat jumps the gun, skip the middle step of Cheskes Marakama. What's wrong with Cheskes Marakama here? Baisai, why is the Chisar of Cheskes Marakama? Was the original owner of the animal. He was the Marakama. Not the Shomer never owned the animal. The Maida, the Mafkin owned the animal. No? What's the Chisar? What?
Savik Bedem?
Okay, so we're definitely on the right track. But we have to add a little bit first. So comes the Kuntis HaSvekis, the brother of who? Was he the brother of Ktais? Ktais had many, he had a couple of brothers. Each one of them, great Tamin Chacham. There was a lot of Torah in that family. He had some illustrious sons and sons-in-laws and grandsons and nephews and a lot of big people in the family. I say we really should have spoken about the Chiddush HaSfekis before Tekiah Shofar. Because as we spoke about the Kutzke, right? I told about the Kutzke last week, right? So you have to learn a Ktais before Tekiah Shofar. But I guess this is learning a Kutzke HaSfekis after Tekiah Shofar is also good enough. Also, yeah, it's a bit the end. So comes the Heiliger brother of the Ktais. We owe a tremendous HaKaras HaTayv to the Kutzke HaSfekis, beyond belief. First of all, he wrote two unbelievable Svarim, one the Kutzke HaSfekis and the other the Trumas HaKri. So that in of itself, Dayenu. But we owe him another unbelievable HaKaras HaTayv. You know what we owe him for? A personal HaKaras HaTayv? He oversaw the entire publishing, printing of the Ktos. In the introduction to the Ktos, so he thanks his brother. He said his brother, in those days, he didn't just send something off, you know, computer, sent the message off and come back a week later with that. He had to stand there with the printer, and he said he had to watch him, and he had to go over every single line, and he said his brother left his family for like a month. I guess the Ktos couldn't go, and he said his brother took it apart and went for like a month, and he sat with the publisher to make sure it would be published and produced properly. So the Kiddush HaSvekis says, I'm going to give you a pshat in the riff. Why the riff felt that the sugi of Cheskes Marakama doesn't apply here. Yadua meforsam, zok the Kiddush HaSvekis. There's a very, very basic fundamental question. Where the second klal of Cheskes Marakama crept into halacha? Muchzuk, we know exactly where it comes from. Everybody knows the makor for muchzuk. The Gemara at the beginning of the fifth parak of Bava Kama asked the question, Mino Amil Sadam Rabbana Matzachim Avaraya? How do you know there's a parish of a Muchzuk? How do you know there's a Matzachim Avaraya? So the Gemara says it's based on a Pasuk, it's based on a Svar, it's based on something. The Gemara has some kind of a Mokor in Chumash, either a Krah or a Slami Krah Svaru, for the parish of Muchzuk. But nowhere in Al Ganshas does the Gemara say, Mino Hanimili, how do you know there's a parish of Cheskes Marakama? It's in between the lines. It's above Metziyah Daf Kufam and Aleph. It's in between the lines. It's the underlying principle of the entire Parashas Sebatim. But nowhere do Chazal say, Minoha Milsa, Minoha Nimili. Startling. Mystery in Halacha. No? Who's wanting to share with me? What do you think the mark of a Cheskes Marakama is? Any ideas? So came along the Ktzois himself and writes us in the Shev Shmaitza, it's near Loloimar, that the sugya of Cheskes Marakama doesn't need a pasuk. It already has a pasuk. It's part of a pre-existing din. It's called Chazaka Mekara. It's part of Bayis HaMenuga. The same way when you have a suffix, whether an animal is Meshechted or not, Yishtel of Chazaka, because that's a Cheskes Yisr. The same way Yishtel of a Chazaka of Cheskes Heta, Cheskes Tara, all the dinim and Kol HaTara Kula of Chazaka Mekara, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, the fact that you didn't check your tefillin this morning because you have a Cheskes Kasheris, that din of Chazaka Meikara spills over to Mamanus as well. And in the absence of anything better, Muchzuk is even better, Muchzuk is exerts across the Mishra, Muchzuk is even stronger. But when Muchzuk fails us, for example, I met us by Agam and Bavitziya Davkuf, every case of Karka throughout Parachas is about him. In the absence of Muchzuk, the next best thing is you borrow from and other areas of Orachayim in your day, and you plug in Avenez, you plug into Cheshim Mishpat. And Cheskes Marakama is nothing more, nothing less than a plain and simple old Chazaka Meikara. You just shtel of Chazaka, whatever it was, that's the way it remains. So Zoy steht in Ktzois. And here the Kudus HaSveikis is playing with that. He's going down that route of his brother, even though in his heart and soul, he probably doesn't believe it. Because the Kudus HaSveikis himself in another place writes that he had a big tine against his brother. He was fighting with his brother over this. He didn't think the Kvalak Tzeis was right on this one. Because in his heart and soul, he thought that Cheskes Marakama is not really part of Chazaka Mekar of Yisurim. He couldn't get over the fact that Mamanim Yisur Le'afina, we generally don't carry over the Klali of Psach from one to another. And he had other issues against his brother. So in his heart and soul, the Kudus HaSveikis probably held that Cheskes Marakama is a subcategory of what Parsha? It's not a subcategory of Cheskes Marakama, but it's not a subcategory of Chazaka Meikar, it's a subcategory of what? Of Muchzuk. It's a lower form of Muchzuk. It's a watered down Muchzuk. When you have a clash between real Muchzuk in contrast to Cheskes Marakama, there's no question Muchzuk can win. That's why by Metaltalin, I'm wearing the coat. Even if all the Edom in the world tell me that last week you owned the coat, but ich bin muchzuk on the coat. So I don't have to prove to you, I don't have to bring Edom that I bought the coat from you. I'm muchzuk on this coat. You have a cheskes markama in the coat, doesn't matter. Muchzuk beats cheskes markama. But in areas of halacha where muchzuk isn't relevant, such as a medis ba'agam ba'metziyah davkuf, such as ba'karka, terpech ba'basra, in cases where real muchzuk doesn't work, then Cheskes Marakama is a lower level muchzuk. It's not ultimate muchzuk, but it's in the parish of muchzuk. You don't need a pasuk for it. So Bein Lefi Akteis, Bein Lefi, his brother, there is no Gemara that questions Menon immediately that there's a Cheskes Marakama because there is no pasuk. There is no independent machor. Kuliyama, both Gedolei Ga'ine Olam agreed that it's part of a pre-existing halacha. We're just not sure which one it is. You choose. You be achriya between the two. You, anyone here want to choose? Want to be achriya? Pacha nerve ayam, ayne ayilam. Couldn't see eye to eye. Imagine what it looked like at the Shabbos table. Imagine when they got together for family simcha. This is what they yelled at each other about. But here, the Kudus HaSveikis is quoting his brother. Because here he's suggesting a bia b'das harif. Again, back to the riff. The riff told us, when you have a suffix in Kefel, suffix I can also say Kefel, let's split the Kefel and call it a day. So Frekta Rush against the Riff, what do you mean? What happened to Cheskes Marakama? Zot, Kudus HaSveikis, the Riff must have held that you don't follow Cheskes Marakama over here. You know why? Because Cheskes Marakama is part of the parish of Chazok of Meikara. Who's going to finish the sentence? And you can't follow Chazaka Meikara in these fakes. Why are these? Why? Who said it before? Yochanan said it before. Why can't you? I think you said it, no? Was it Yochanan who said it? I thought so. I didn't see which box lit up before. Why can't you follow Cheskes Marakama in these sugyas in a mafkid? If Cheskes Marakama is part of Chazaka Meikara, because these are what kinds of fakes, should I say? Fakes in what? Tzvekis in what? Halaloch and din. This is tzvekis in din. We don't know. Is that called haknos akefel? We don't know. Apidin was haknos akefel took place. It's a teiku. It's a sofik in din. When you have a sofik in din, all chazakas are off. All bets are off when you have a sofik in din. And therefore, zokt kudus asveikis bedas arif, that whenever you have a situation of a sofik in din, such as at the beginning of the third parak of Bamitzia, sofik akudus akefel, you cannot possibly follow Chazaz Barakama, because you could not possibly follow the equivalent of Chazaka Mekara, and Yaduah Mefursam, Chesed Barakama, is part of Chazaka Mekara, according to my brother. That's the Bira Dava Bidas Arif. And when Chabtet, that's a riff. Umar Lo Banal Dava Zedayena was Kedai to come outside just to talk for a half hour, just to understand, to hear inside of the Kudus HaSveikis. We had to learn about Gemara of Metzia Daf Kof. We had to learn a Sugir Chesabatam. We had to learn a Gemara in the beginning of the third Rekha of Metzia. We had to talk about Chazaka Mekara. Where is it? Where is it not? And then you put the piece of the puzzle together. Then you have a Bir Mashita Sarif. The rabbi said, are we in good shape or in bad shape? I'd like to report we are in terrible shape right now. And I'll tell you why. Who is the Bar Plukti of the Rif on this one? Who is the Rishain who said the Rif is not right? Who is the Rishon who's standing on the rooftops in Shrine Chavikayim? What are you talking about? Cheskes Merkama, Cheskes Merkama, Cheskes Merkama. That doesn't bode well for us, Rabbi Yisrael. Because if it's the Rosh in Bav Metzia who's taking on the Rif, and if the Rif's sheet that was predicated on this idea that Chazaka Mekar doesn't work in a Safek and Din, and the Rosh is arguing, it means the Rosh is willing to apply Chazakas even by what, Rabbi Sai? Even by Tzvekas and Din. What does this undermine terribly? What does this destroy? Our entire beer in the Rosh is Nasugya. Our entire Mahalach, our entire Maracha from Erev Yontif was to show you that the Rif that the Rosh fundamentally holds that Tzvekas and Bedikas Chametz are governed by the rules of Chazakas, but the only reason why we don't have to reckon with the Chazaka in the case of the Rosh is because the Safekin did. But here the Rosh himself is the believer of Chazakas, even in the Safekin did. So that Rosh in Bava Metzia by Aknasa Kefel is Saisa Arosh in Maseches Pesachim. The Rosh in Pesachim, the only way to make any sense of this Rosh in Pesachim, how in the world can you paskin up Safik B'tikas Chametz L'Kula against the Gemara? Gemara state Ein Cheskos Abad K'nid B'dika. So the only way that we have a beer in the Rosh is to fall back on that obviously Sveikas fall by the wayside when you have Chazakas, and Chazakas fall by the wayside when you have a Safik and Din. That was the only beer we had last week. But now the Rosh is disappointing us terribly, because the Rosh should have sided with the Rif in Bar Metzia, not against the Rif. So for the fact that the Rosh attacks the Rif, takes on the Rif, disagrees with the Rif, he is clearly undermining everything we said last week. Everyone saw these two Roshes. Everyone saw the Rosh in Pesachim. Everyone saw the Rosh in Bar Metzia. Everyone realized that the two Roshes contradict each other. Now what's the answer?
Ready?
Yeah.
Is it possible to say that the Gemaras in Bava Metzia are tekus about where halachic din, a halachic payment of kefel goes, so that's a real suffik in din? But the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about whether we say cheskas or badok, so maybe that's machlokas in Metzias. So
that's going to make it worse. But you're going to make it worse for us then, because then the Rosh paskins that sveikas and b'tikas chametz are lakula. Right, and the Rosh himself says the Sveikas of the Shailas, whether it's Chesed Balak or not, it goes L'Kula. But the Gemara says that it goes L'Chumra. So the only way for us to resolve that was to say that the Safek Din is different.
Right, but if we go back to the idea we were saying about Chazaka being on Haga, so it could be more likely to, the Rosh would be more likely to say on Haga, if you're holding that Chazaka is on Haga, could be the Rosh is more likely to say that we'll use the on Haga like that when it's mamish a...
Okay. So we're going to get into this idea of a fine-tuning. As the sugya develops a little bit more, we're going to try to fine-tune how exactly do you know that you have a suffik in halacha versus a suffik in mitzvah? I think that's what you're touching on. But I want everyone just to appreciate to this difficulty. We're in an impasse, the rabbi said. No, what's the answer? What's the answer to this riddle? Doesn't the Rosh say, Pem Mole, that a Cheskes Merakam applies even by Suffolk and Din? No, that's a Suffolk and Din. It's the case of Mamitsi Suffolk and Din. But it's Dinimominus. Dinimominus doesn't make a difference. So you want to undermine this whole thing, but then you undermine the entire riff and the entire goodness of Sveikas. Right. Maybe.
Moment's different than Isser?
In what way? The Rosh is saying to you that you apply Cheskes Merakama even in a Suffolk. And Din, isn't that against the Rosh in Asugya that says that implies that you don't apply a Chazaka Meikara with a Safik and Din? Want me to say it clearer? It means our Kasha is only predicated on the assumption that Cheskes Merakama is part of Chazaka Meikara. But if the other side of the Gedolei Olam is right, what the Kudus HaSvek is personally held, that Cheskes Merakam is part of Muchzok, then there's no steer v'chol. So believe it or not, Rabbi Say, remember I said 10 minutes ago, I was fear, trepidation, to try to stick my head in, to even make a comment relating to the Machlokes, to Tzais and his brother. Now I'm not so afraid anymore. I have a rush. The only way to answer this rush is to fall back on this chiluk and say that it must be that in the Rosh himself, wasn't bothered in Bav Metzia to call that Bavur Chazaka Shtan Adin, because he didn't think the Cheskes Merakam was a Chazaka Meikara. So the Rosh Himsachim, we know the Rosh Himsachim holds that a Chazaka Meikara doesn't apply to Makom Safik and Din. Now we know already. That was Epshan the Rosh. That was the only way out of the Rosh. But just because the Rosh is willing to apply Cheskes Merakam by Safik and Din, what's up doing anything? The whole kasha. I led you guys on. I pulled the wool over your eyes. Because I so convinced you that Cheskes Merakam is part of Chazaka Meikara, but I didn't even want to be so mean. That's why I first introduced the machlokes about it. I could have been really, really mean and not even told you. So here I spoon-fed you the answer. I've got to work a little bit. A little more emotional time. It's okay. It's good, guys. Don't worry. I have no tightness. It took me 55 years to figure this out also. Don't worry. I'm still not sure it's right. Okay, so advice again. So what do we have? A simple pshat. We're just reading a rush, right? We're just learning a little sigin in psach. What masech do we learn? But mitzi, I forgot. Yeshiva was in psach this year. I forgot. Everything got thrown off last year. Last year was a chulun yesa. This year is supposed to be mitzi. Yeah, I don't know what we're learning. Advice, bottom line is that we have our rush in our sugya. We're suggesting this beer b'das a rush. We got a little bit of a snag in the rush in mitzi, but we kind of finagled the way back. But advice, we're not done yet. We are far from done. I have a suffix whether it's cheskos or baduk or not. I have no idea whether it's cheskos or baduk or not. So we walked a very, very fine line and said, in the Gemara, that was called the suffix of what? That was the suffix of Mitzis, right? Because we have no idea what the facts are. We don't have a clue what the facts are. So that's why it's a Safik and Metzias. Therefore, it's Nita to Chazakas. That's why Safik is L'chumra. By the time the Shaila enters into the Rosh's world, the Rosh is not sure which man the Yom HaGemara Paskin like. So what do we call that? We change teams, and we call that a Safik in Halacha. And once it's a Safik in Halacha, then Chazakas not going to help us, right? That was the thrust of the answer. So I ask you a question, Rabbi Say. Who am I kidding? You have a suffix whether it's Cheskos HaBaduk. You have a suffix whether Shepaskin like Rabbi Pliny who states Cheskos HaBaduk or Rabbi Amayni who says Ein Cheskos HaBaduk. What kind of a suffix is that, Rabbi Zayn?
Mitzias.
In the end of the day, it's a joke. It's a suffix of Mitzias. means Rabbi Pliny state the Metzias as Azoi, and Rabbi Amoni says the Metzias is Fakert. When you have a Machloikis in the Gemara about what a Metzias is, you have Machloikis Amoroim, what the Halacha is, whether one Amoira size after Metzias Azoi, and yet Amoira size after Metzias Fakert, in Halacha, that's called the Sofik in Metzias or Sofik in Halacha. So I pulled this over you for almost a week. Sofik in Halacha, right? And that was the whole engine to drive the Rosh Hashanah. If that is not correct, if that apidin is called a Sofik in Metzias, not a Sofik in Halacha, then the whole pshat is mitchil v'at sefer mufrach. Everything we've been saying for the last 3 days is wrong. So now we're holding on for dear life. This is a general question. Question. I have a lot of sugyas like this. And we all know that each Tana Meir Rishon is looking at the Metzias and coming with a different conclusion. Is that a Safek Metzias, Safek in Halacha? Now again, if you think that Chazakas apply all the time, then it's a moot question. It doesn't really make much of a difference. But if you really believe, if you really think there's some absolute cloud goblin Halacha called, you think that rule is true, then you better decide quickly whether something is a Safek Metzias, Safek in Halacha. You better draw the line, the boundaries properly. What do you think? Just show of hands. Who thinks that these kinds of sveikas, that their source is in interpretation of Metzias, but now we have two Gedali Yoylam saying two different things? Who thinks that's a Safek Metzias? Who thinks it's a Safek in Halacha? Who thinks they have no idea? Everyone understand, this is like a Shal Deraisa here. Because the application of Chazaka Mekora is hinging on the type of a Suffolk. If you really believe that there's a rule called Bavur Chazaka Ishtan Adin, if you don't accept that rule, then there's nothing to talk about. But if you really truly believe there's a rule called Bavur Chazaka Ishtan Adin, so then you better decide really quickly whether this is a Suffolk in Allah or Suffolk in Metzius. Any ideas? Any help? So I put a very, very difficult Gemara in the beginning of the third parak of Bava Basra, the Mamre Kamis, right? Everyone saw the Gemara? Everyone saw that Gemara is going to be the answer to this question? Okay. I'll share with you the Gemara a little bit. Okay. Give me an example, okay? We use Bali Dover here, okay? We'll make believe that I'm Or HaTorah, all right? I'll speak as behalf of Or HaTorah. I'm sitting on this beautiful piece of property here, this backyard. Zach Rothenberg comes over to me and he says to Artura, "Get lost!" But he says, "Get off my land. This is my. What do you guys use for baseball, football, hockey, everything? You name it. Okay, it's my backyard, right?" Or Artura, "Get lost!" And what does Artura say? Artura says, "We should get lost. We bought this property." We plonly planya zavinta dezavne minoch. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. We bought it from someone who bought it from you, right? Planya zavinta dezavne minoch. So Zach's a smart guy. His father trained him well. He's a lawyer. What did he say? Producer what? Produce a star. Where's the star? Uh-oh. So Artur is getting very, very nervous, right? So we're scrounging around our records, trying to find a deed for this property, right? And Zach's got something going for him. You know what he's got? He's representing his dad now. What does he got? He's got something really big in his side. What's that? He's a very serious Chazon Kahn. Anyone who ever lived in Bergenfeld for the last 25 years knows that the Rothenberg lived here. This is 40 Rector Court. Everybody knows it. Come on. Everyone walked by for years, right? No question, right? 20 years. Everyone knows this was their property. And now Orator is shaking because they're scrounging around. They can't find the shtar. This part, please don't quote me on this one. We would never do such a thing. But you know what the representative, Rabbi Savlovsky's representative of our Torah does? Okay? This is a Gevaldik thing. What does he do?
Fake star.
He forges a star. But he's really good at it that nobody could tell that it's a forgery. So he walks into court with the star. And Zach is dumbfounded. See, it's a star. It says in the Farish. The deal's over, right? It's done. But the rabbi feels bad. It says Metshuva. So he whispers into the ear of the Dayan and he says, listen, guys, let me tell you what's going on, all right? This is a forgery. But I have a shtar, I just can't find it. We really did buy this property. I'm telling you, I have a shtar somewhere. I just can't find it. What happens next? So Zach's out the door because he didn't hear the whisper. I'm straightforward and honest. And they are in a quandary. What do you do? You were dying saying, hey, what would you do?
Isn't it kind of like a amigo?
So the first thing, my initial reaction would be is, if I was a dying, I would take Sobolovsky and toss him out the window. You just gave Ados Baldin that you forged a star? I tell you, go fly a kite. Get out of here. Right? A shocker and shake him out. Mazayev Shtaris and Bezdin. Crazy. But wait. Not so simple. We got another lawyer coming over here, right? So, wait a second. I can't really win this Din Torah with a forged star. The Beis Din knows, there's how Dos Bal Din in their ears, that this is a forged star. There's no way in the world they can let me win this Din Torah with a forged star. But, what do I have everybody saying?
Amigo.
What's my amigo? It's Gevaldik amigo. What's my amigo? If I wouldn't have opened up my big mouth, you would have won because I'm a great forger. I'm a Gevaldik counterfeiter guy. I can do whatever. I'm great. So, believe me that I have a shtar at home that I lost that I can't find, can't track. I think I lost with the last year's IRS records. Believe me that I really am the rightful owner. Migo, that I could have presented to you the forged shtar, which you fell for. Before I admitted that it was a forgery. Azamigo. There has to Migo. Believe me what I'm saying. Migo, I could have said something else. I could have said nothing. Mamish, this case happened. And then the same case happened again many, many years later. Not the shtar of a Mechiris Karka. A shtar hovo. I walk at the basin and I say, Reuven, you owe me $1,000. Here's the document. And Shimon says, I don't know your penny. And I say, what do you mean? It's a document. Signed, sealed, delivered. Kim Shtaris. The base looks at it. Yeah, it looks good. And then I say, by the way, it's a forgery. But I have a document. Somebody just can't find it. Same story. Mamish came out the same story. So these two shaylos came to the Heilig Amoraim, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, and they had a big fight about this, a big machlokes. Is that a good migo or is that not a good migo? And it is completely unclear in the Gemara what the issue is. Why that should or should not be a migo. Some Mishnayim say, any migo that we know for a fact the Baal Dover is lying, by definition can't be a migo. Migo means we don't know whether you're lying or not. And we know you're a chakrin. So that's the question. Why is that a factor in disqualifying the migo? So it's unclear. You have to look at this about very well to figure out why you should or should not disqualify this migo. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. So finally, with all the dust settles, Gemara has the following split psak. The Hilchasa. No, who remembers? What's the Hilchasa? We're going to accept this Migo in the case of the Karka. I mean, Zach's got to get lost. But we're not going to accept this Migo in the case of the Malvin Aleva. And the question is, make up your mind. Yen Migo or Nish Migo? Is this a good Migo or is not a good Migo? So comes the Rashbam on the spot and says, you know what the answer is? Is it a good migo or not a good migo? What's the answer, says Rashbam? We have no idea what the answer is. We don't know what the din is. It's an unresolved machlokes, Rabbi and Rav Yosef. We don't know what the din is. We treat it as a suffix migo, says the Rashbam. And what do you do when you have a suffix migo? So says the Rashbam, when it comes to collecting a chov, I'm right, you're not going to be able to let a guy collect money based on a suffix migo. But in the case of the karka, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with the case of the karka? It's a suffix migo. We're going to leave
it to the muchzak.
We're going to leave it to the who? To the muchzak. Not going to give it to the chesed merkama. We're going to leave it to the muchzak. I never heard of muchzak in karka. I thought there was no such thing as muchzak in karka. I thought when you have sfeikas in karka, where does it go to? I thought it goes to the chesed merkama. How in the world does this psak of the Gemara, through the eyes of the Rashbam, that the ultimate conclusion is this is a suffix migo, and therefore we have no clue what to do, and therefore by halva we're going to pass it one way, and by karka we're going to pass it a different way, How does that sit with the entire Parashas Kesavatim? One of the deepest, darkest secrets of the Rashbam, and Tosfos attempts to solve that problem. And it is through the eyes of the Baal HaTosfos, saying a beer in there, their Heliger grandfather, the Rashbam, their uncle, their grandfather, their cousin, somebody who's all part of the family, that's going to shed light on our topic. And it's after you finish learning that Rashbam and Tosfos and Rabbi Kiveger, then you'll be able to come back to Maseches Pesachim. So as we're already seeing, this Sugyim Pesachim, you choose at the end of the Sugya. Is this Orach Chaim Sugya or Chayshim Mishpat Sugya? You decide. So hopefully Mitzvah tomorrow, in a little bit of a warmer setting, hopefully Mitzvah continue the Sugya, and we'll try to shed some light on this Rosh Maseches Pesachim. Okay, good. See you, Mitzvah.